many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The left is always ready to attack when somebody stands up for the nuclear family. In my new book called Who Killed the American Family, I explain why. The truth is that the nuclear family helped make America into the greatest nation in history. If liberals want to transform our country, they must undermine the source of its strength. A family made up of a mother, a father, and their own children maintained that strength for generations. Parents taught their children right and wrong, how to treat others, how to be good citizens. Virtues were handed down from one generation to the next. Children learned to make their way in life. When they became independent, they could start a family of their own, and the cycle would continue. A family that supports itself is less likely to depend on government for handouts, and a child with parents actively involved in their education is less likely to be controlled by a government-imposed curriculum. The American nuclear family's rules about marriage within families are also important to our success. Many other cultures permit cousins to marry, which encourages the formation of clans. Instead of clans fighting each other, Americans formed nuclear families that could join with others in peaceful communities or in pioneer days strike out on their own to explore and settle the frontier. A society without warring clans does not need so much government to keep the peace. The long-term goal of ending personal freedom, individualism, and limited government requires undermining the nuclear family and making people more dependent on government. Short-term political reasons are important too. Single people are much more likely to vote Democratic, while married people are more likely to vote Republican. The next time you hear somebody attack the nuclear family, remember they may have a broader agenda in mind, maybe a political agenda.
The American traditional family is under attack. Until now, no one has had the courage or wisdom to say who is responsible. In her new book, Who Killed the American Family, Phyllis Schlafly exposes the culprits and their motivations. Get your copy autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The Puppet Media Dare Not Report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Lies and deceit of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 8th, 2014. We're in hour one of the broadcast. A lot of news and information to cover today. Some of the headlines we're going to be getting into. Next hour, GMO labeling efforts fail in several states. That'll be leading off the top of next hour. Also, Obama authorizes 1,500 more troops to go into Iraq. And the U.S. CDC boost national stockpile of Ebola protective gear. Also next hour, we're going to have Dan Owens, Vice President of Restore the Republic, joining us at the bottom of the hour. Michael from New York joining us at the bottom of this hour. And some of what we're going to be getting into this hour, missing in action U.S. military supplies lose $420 million worth of hardware in Afghanistan. Also, pastors endorse candidates, but IRS looks away. Politico.com, we're going to be talking about that here shortly. And who needs Congress? Washington State passes historic gun control measure by popular vote. Wow, isn't that interesting? Also, Facebook boosted U.S. election turnout via psychology experiments. All revealed in the news this week. So we got a lot coming up during the next 3 hours. We might have had just a little bit of some technical difficulties getting started there. Apologize for that. And to begin with today, you know, of course, the big story, the election this past week. Last week I had said most likely, you know, we would see exactly what happened in 2006 repeat itself, but just the opposite. Where in 2006, the Republicans were swept out and the Democrats went in. 2014, the same scenario, but the Republicans go in. Now, it is a, anyone that I have met in the last several years despises the policies of the Democrat Party and Barack Obama. So it's actually expected in a two-term president in his last midterm election for the opposing party to take majorities. But this time the Republicans really took some historic majorities. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think it was 7 seats in the Senate, over a dozen in the House. What does this really say? One, the American people, everyone I've talked to, are sick of this immigration policy of trying to flood our country with illegal aliens and give them benefits. Everyone is sick of that. The problems in this country is not that we're underpopulated. So now it's time to see if the Republicans are really going to go to Washington, D.C., and maybe for the first time in my lifetime, actually do something, or is it going to be the status quo, a bunch of useless lip service And we just rotate from the welfare party, which is the Democrats that want to give everything to people from other countries, to minorities, in the pocket of the corporations and the banks, as is the Republicans, to the warfare party. And now we will turn our agenda to more war in the Middle East, because the Republicans have had a history of wanting to continue as many wars as possible. Are we going to rotate from the welfare to the warfare now? Right out of the gate, Obama sending more troops to Iraq. You know, I wish I could sit here and say that things are going to change now for the better, and the Republicans are going to go in there and really undo this mess and fix problems and blah, blah, blah. But my faith is completely broken in either party to do anything other than more of the same. The Republicans have a chance now, I guess, to go in there and show us what they can do. They got the majority in both houses. But I would prognosticate a bunch of lip service, a lot of trying to bridge the gap, trying to appease. And in the end, you know, Obama has said he's going to pass amnesty by executive order. It's going to be interesting to see what unfolds in the next 2 years, because I stick by my my outlook for the future as Barack Obama in the last 2 years of his presidency is going to do everything he can to tank the economy, get as many wars started as humanly possible. So we shall see. But I am glad there was, you know, one thing we don't need any more of, in either party for that matter, is career politicians. I'm glad that Kay Hagan from North Carolina was talked out and didn't get a chance to maybe start that career politician with Kay Hagan being in office forever or something representing North Carolina. I was glad of that. So let's see what can happen. I think a lot of people in this country, no matter what party you're affiliated with, no matter what your opinions of Republicans or Democrats or despise both parties or whatever, is sick of the stupidity and the corruption that is Washington, D.C. We are sick and tired of being sold out by these traitors. We are sick and tired of being bankrupt by these career politicians on both sides of the aisle. How many times have we discussed here at this microphone, one, how easily it is to predict what's going to happen, and two, sick and tired we are of the continuing wars and indebtedness. You know, I was looking through some of the news this morning, and one of the stories coming out of RT.com, you won't see anywhere in mainstream media in America, most likely, 43 Mexican students who went missing 6 weeks ago were likely abducted by the police in Mexico and handed over to a local gang who murdered all of them and burnt their bodies. This is according to Mexico's Attorney General. He said yesterday, Attorney General Murillo Caram said three members of the Guerreros gang were apprehended last week and confessed to burning a number of bodies in the Guerrero state in an effort to remove evidence of the killings. They didn't just burn the bodies with their clothes, they also burned the clothes of those who participated, Caram said at a news conference. I know the huge pain this information gives the families, a pain that we all share in solidarity. The victims were young male students from an all-male college. On September 26th, the students arrived in the city of Eulalia, where they planned to stage a protest over lack of government education spending, followed by a clash with police. 43 of the members disappeared. So here, Mexico is so corrupt that the police apprehend young college students, turn them over to drug gangs who execute them. Now, why doesn't the great humanitarian country, the United States, that's always looking to interject itself, do something about this abstract corruption that's right south of the border? And then while we're down there cleaning up that mess, we could seal the border and send back any illegals that may need to go back to their home country in the process. But see, that's not the agenda. We're going to turn a blind eye to that and concentrate our efforts on Iran and Syria and the Middle East. I thought that was just an interesting comparison because you don't hear any of that. 43 college-age students murdered just south of the border in Mexico, and the great humanitarian Barack Obama will not even pay that useless lip service. He might even send guns back to the drug cartels. Who knows? But we're going to be coming up on a break. When we come back, we're going to get into this.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Thank you.
spent $7 billion on the Afghan withdrawal. Just withdrawing has cost $7 billion. Man, somebody is getting rich off of that, aren't they? The Pentagon said an additional $7 billion may be required before the wind down is complete by year's end. $14 billion just to withdraw. What do? Pave the road with gold and then drive out? Here we are in this war. Been going on now for 13 years. Remember George W. Bush talked about how these wars maybe could pay for themselves. Here we are. Reporting it's going to cost $14 billion just to withdraw and leave them with $500 million worth of equipment. The report also revealed that between 2006 and 2010, the Pentagon lost a total of 133,557 pieces of equipment valued at $238.4 million. Now, isn't it interesting? How about this? The report says they lost 133,557 pieces of equipment. 557. So they actually had an account of how much went in to the war. But they do not have an account of whatever happened to it. So you tell me, does that make sense to you? Or is this all being done by design? When you're at a point now that you can't trust our government for anything they say whatsoever, and I think that's rampant now across America, I don't think anyone, or the world, definitely the world, and you see numbers of this size and money of that magnitude, you have to say, is this by accident, or is this by design? Is this being done deliberately? And no matter what you think about where it went, whether it was used to continue the war, whether it was sold on the black market, whatever, somewhere along the way, this was done deliberately. It's not accidental. So I know we're having just a little bit of some audio difficulty on this end. Hopefully we can get that tuned up during the break. Some of the stories, we're going to have Michael from New York joining us here at the bottom of the hour. Then I've got several new stories hopefully we'll have time to get into. GMO labeling efforts fail. Just amazes me. They get this thing on the ballot. So I have zero faith in our electoral process at times. They get this thing on the ballot so many times, then it supposedly is voted down. Of course, we'll get into that story and more after the break. Also, want to make mention, next hour, bottom of the hour, Dan Owens, Vice President, RepublicForTheUnitedStates.org is the website, RestoreTheRepublic.org is the website as well. And we had a listener, Chance, had been wanting to have them on, explain a little bit about their organization, what they're into. So.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
after the election on Tuesday, has stated again that he's going to pass amnesty through executive order. And I just wonder if he's going to go ahead and do that, how that will be handled in the Congress and the Senate. I guess my faith has got so weak in when we rotate when we play the musical chairs once again, that anything will happen except more and more of the status quo. And also, Michael, I want to get your opinion. 156,000 pieces, $500 million worth of military hardware left in the in Afghanistan. Accident or deliberate?
Well, I don't believe in accidents or coincidences when it comes to our government activity anywhere. And most likely it is very deliberate. Of course, they are inept at the same time. And no offense to those that work in our government. I know there's some good, hardworking, reliable people. But generally, especially up in the management levels, they are inept buffoons. And I don't think anybody can argue with that one. But I'm sure this was definitely deliberate. And, when I stated how the new representatives, are they going to be under the yoke of the Zionist Israelis? And for those that don't have quite the big picture, and I will have to comment on last week, too, if I may, on Renee's call claiming that it's WASPs that are causing all our problems, but clearly the big picture portrays an entirely different scenario where we are under the yoke of the Zionist Israelis. For example, the Federal Reserve, most notably, which is strictly Jewish controlled. I don't see any WASP names in Rothschild's Warburgs, and you gotta love the name Warburg. I mean, it's right in our face what they're up to. Rockefeller, Schiff, Kuhn, Loeb, Lehman, Lazarus, or the Lazard brothers, and that's the primary family. And the Rockefellers are not WASP in any way. John D. Rockefeller's wife was a Spellman, clearly Jewish all the way. And then the Hollywood industry, entirely Jewish. The booze industry, Bronfman controlled. The music industry, entirely Jewish controlled. And of course, through those industries, they peddle poison through the booze to destroy the spirit of people. And then you have the immoral anti-God, anti-Christ themes from the Hollywood movies and TV. Then the music industry, which is Jewish-controlled, is peddling constant crap like rap and garbage heavy metal crap, all irritating. And then you have the entire news media, every station, network, ABC, CBS, NBC, etc., all Jew-owned. Now, I mean, where are the WASPs, supposedly, that are controlling our government, or in our country, and the industry in our country? I don't see any of it. And of course, all the representatives, when they get elected, have to pledge loyalty to Israel, and we are giving that country $30 million per day. So again, I just don't see where the WASP thing is. And then, for example, let's get away from the horse's mouth, Farron. Here we go. How about Benjamin Friedman in a speech back in 1961?
The speaker is Mr. Benjamin Friedman, noted authority on Zionism and all of its schemes. Mr. Friedman is a former Jew, and I mean a former Jew. He has fought the communist world conspiracy tooth and nail, and stands today as a leading American patriot. We now take you to the secret platform to present Benjamin Friedman. The Zionists and their own religionists rule this United States as though they were the absolute monarch of this country.
Well, there's just the tip of the iceberg from a man that was on the inside of all that activity and apparently seemed to found the good Lord and got some spirit back in and honor back into his life and got the truth out to the American people. So this is our problem totally, and our government is not just full of traitors but foreign agents and usually dual citizen Israelis. Senator Franken, Schumer, just to name a couple right at the top of the list. And of course, these guys started the Bolsheviks, with the Lenin, who was a Jew, and then Bronstein, who was the AKA Trotsky, and then they financed the fascist Nazis out of Germany as well. And here's what we have to watch out for. Be very, very careful. Because as this truth is constantly being exposed today as to who the enemy of our country and the whole world really is, we have to be very careful that they don't do to the Americans that are still ignorant what they did to the German people back in the 30s and install fascism, which is just another form only slightly different than communism. And supposedly, like in Germany, they came about to stop communism, but of course it's just another form of it. And this is what they can do here easily through the Republican wing of their control mechanism in our political system. And as people say, yeah, it's all the Jews, we got to go get them. And that's what we got to watch out for, because it's not all the Jews. It's the Zionists that are the problem, and they are the predominant Jews in this country and throughout the world. And they do teach to the common Jews their attitude of we're all goy and that kind of thing, and therefore they got the right to treat us like animals and do whatever they want to us. And but we have to be very careful not to fall into that trap, as others I see over the last so many years may be falling into. We don't want fascism.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
To act. So pastors out there that feel like it's time to get involved in this political system, to take back the country. So far, the IRS is not doing anything about it. At the same time, the number of pastors endorsing candidates in what they call Pulpit Freedom Sunday jumped from 33 people in 2008 to more than 1,600 this year, according to organizers, Alliance Defending Freedom. And this year, they've stepped up their drive, telling pastors to back candidates any Sunday up until the election, not just one Sunday, as in past years. Now, this is one of the things that's amazed me, is that the churches, sitting back, seeing what's happening in this country, have really been too timid to get into the fray and say what they believe, no matter what it is. I'm not saying what they should say. I'm saying they just should say what they believe and stand up for it. The country here is going south. Look at what's happened in the last 10 years, 12 years to this country. But the churches dot the landscape. The churches need to get involved in the fight to take back the country and not worry about their 501c3 status.
Oh, wow.
This article on Politico.com, if you'd like to read it in its entirety, the church leaders are jumping in high-profile races that will help decide the Senate and tight governor races across the country, endorsing candidates like Tom Tillis over Senator Kay Hagan in North Carolina to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell over Alison Grimes in Kentucky. At issue is the church's tax break. As tax-exempt 501c3 organizations, they don't pay taxes, and donations to them can be deducted from contributors' taxable income. This is how they try to hold the church from staying out of the political arena. The other story I wanted to get in this hour, if I had time, while Congress has proven unable to pass universal background checks for gun purchases, a majority of voters in Washington state chose to close the loophole over sales of guns at gun shows. It is the first successful vote for national gun control advocates. Now, I found this just amazing. I found this just amazing that the state would vote, the people in the state, and I don't know anything about Washington state really, but 60% of the voters on Tuesday supported gun control measures called Initiative 594, which was designed to close the gun show loophole. The measures require criminal background checks for those purchasing firearms at gun shows or over the internet. So, you know, they come at the Second Amendment so many different ways, and the people in Washington state, if, we always have to say, if the vote is legitimate, voting to close the, and yet why, what do they use to try to get the people all concerned about closing what they call the gun control loophole at gun shows? They use these situations of these mass shootings to get the people stirred up in a fervor that they should eliminate the ability to buy guns at gun shows without the background checks. Background checks are already required for those buying guns at federally licensed firearm dealers, but the passage of 594 marks a significant victory for the state's gun control movement, which was launched after the mass murder of first graders in a Newtown, Connecticut elementary school. There it is. As the first state to pass this by popular vote, Washington has sent a message of hope to other states that progress is possible. We can act to prevent gun violence, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray told the Seattle Post Intelligencer. Our goal has never been about finding a single solution that will end gun violence once and for all. Instead, our goal has been to enact a sound system of common sense rules that can, by working in concert, make an enormous difference. Interesting story. You know, when you think it's all coming from Washington, D.C., it's not. It's the same with the genetically modified food label, and you've got the corporations involved in trying to sway public opinion as well. We'll get into that story at the top of next hour. Also, I want to remind everyone, Dan Owens, Vice President of RepublicForTheUnitedStates.org, is going to be joining me at the bottom of next hour. We couldn't hold Michael through the break. I think we had to...
Hello, Farron. Can you hear me, Farron?
Yeah, I got you. I didn't think you were there.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, we did have a connection problem. Farron, if I may just pick up where you asked me about the GMO situation, and I guess I got cut off, but I was saying that obviously they want to hide it, And there's a conspiracy afoot here to deny the American people their right to know what it is they're eating and drinking, whether it's a God-designed natural food from Mother Nature or a laboratory creation. And if it was really so healthy, then why don't they promote it as such and let everybody clearly know, hey, this is our GMO foods here. It's great. It's healthier than Mother Nature's food. So obviously it isn't, and that's why they want to hide it. And if I also recently, the USDA is working on redefining organic. So now, people, when you see something that says organic in the near future, or that may imply that it's really grown with and sprayed with toxic pesticides, genetically modified, and also grown in Rockefeller Petroleum Fertilizer. Organic may mean that, just like natural.